Health officials around the Ohio Valley estimate the region's hospitals will lose more than a combined $2.7 billion this year due to effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Hospital budgets are squeezed by the extra costs of protective equipment and the lost revenue from postponement of elective surgeries. As Corinne Boyer reports, that's threatening the viability of rural hospitals.
Narrow one-lane roads wind through much of rural Kentucky. Greenup County, Kentucky resident Tiffany Wilburn Meek says that can make a hospital trip daunting.
They have ambulance service, but there's a lot of times that it takes the ambulance so long to get to you that you're better off to try to drive it.
Before April, Greenup County had a hospital. Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital's closure was slated for September, but it closed sooner amid the global pandemic.
It just seemed unreal that it was closing, especially that it was closing during a pandemic. Made it seem that much weirder.
Hospital closures in the Ohio Valley is a familiar trend. Now hospitals face losses from elective surgeries and increased costs for things like personal protective equipment. By the end of 2020, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia hospitals will lose more than $2.7 billion. A recent report by the Kentucky Hospital Association estimates that as many as 28 rural hospitals in the Commonwealth could close. Kentucky Hospital Association CEO and President Nancy Galvani.
If a rural hospital closes 50% of the time, nothing comes in to replace it. If you think about all the people that are employed by those hospitals, their doctors, nurses that are there, and if there's not that hospital there, then those health professionals are likely to leave that area.
Not only do people have to travel farther, but Galvani says some studies show that communities with no hospital can suffer from higher mortality rates. Already, many rural areas in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have some of the highest death rates from chronic illnesses, like heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, compared to the rest of the U.S. Fear of the pandemic is keeping people with chronic diseases out of hospitals, too. In Ohio, Jennifer Offenberger with Memorial Health System says during some weeks, patient visits to hospitals decreased by as much as 50%.
We were very concerned about that, especially our emergency department, which saw a decline in volume. You know, we knew that there was no way that people weren't having symptoms and, you know, potential heart attacks and strokes.
For many, seeing a doctor online has helped them keep medical appointments. Doug Kaufman is the chief financial officer for the West Virginia University Health System. Its hospitals have seen an increase in telemedicine visits. In February, its hospitals saw 1,000 patients. And now?
In April, we did 50,000. And so that's because people couldn't come in. But even in June, July, August, September, after we reopened, we're still doing 15 to 20,000 telehealth visits a month.
When people need to be hospitalized for COVID-19, Galvani says expenses can quickly add up.
COVID patients are very expensive to treat. They tend to be, you know, staying longer than the average patient. Many of them have to use ICU care. The drugs are very expensive.
Back in Greenup County, Tiffany Wilburn Meek has seen people struggle since the hospital's closure. She says some people can't afford to travel the extra distance to Boyd County, and it's been tougher on older members of the community.
That's hard for people. I mean, it sounds trivial to say I had to park in the garage, but if you're 90 and you're trying to make it in, that's a big deal.
As the coronavirus spreads to rural communities, expensive hospitalizations will likely rise. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.